Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. For the 144th time, people from around the world will watch the greatest 2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby, tomorrow. Trainer Larry Jones says it's nothing like being at Churchill Downs on Derby Day.
To be at the Derby where you have 170,000 people all within a little square mile of each other, it's shoulder to shoulder, and the noise level is outstanding. I mean, you hear about the horses hitting a wall of noise. It's loud, and it's just it's a chance of a lifetime from a guy from Western Kentucky.
Jones says he has fond memories of the year's horses he trained. Placed second in the Kentucky Derby, Eight Bells in 2008, and Hard Spun in 2007.
To have the filly running against the boys there, and that was the same year that we won the Kentucky Oaks with Proud Spell, and that was one reason Eight Bells went to the Kentucky Derby. Was the owner that felt like we could win the Kentucky Oaks with or without Eight Bells. And so then he opted to run her in the Derby, and she runs second. So it's the first time a trainer had ever won the Kentucky Oaks and placed in the Derby with two fillies in the same year.
He says the walk from the stables to the paddock on Derby Day is pretty incredible for the trainer and the horse.
We can't really focus on what we're seeing or what you are seeing, because we're having to pay attention to the animal we have our hands on. And because they're hearing the same noise and they're not used to it, they're not thinking, hey, this is the greatest day in racing. They don't know what's going on.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Although he has been training horses for many years, Jones says he still feels the excitement when the horses cross the finish line.
Whenever that does go away, then maybe it's time to get out of the business, you know. But yes, absolutely. It's still... still very exciting. I mean, we feel like we're involved in the most exciting game that there is out there, the most exciting sport that's ever been invented.
The love for horses may be one of the greatest traits Larry Jones and fellow trainers possess.
Some of them really love attention. Some of them want to be part of the family. Some of them don't really care. They just rather be in their own world, be like the child that wants to go back to his room and sit and do his own thing.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.